Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome here to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church on this very crisp day. I think we're getting to fall. I see leaves starting to come down a lot more regularly than they were. Just a couple announcements today. One is, welcome Kristen Moreland. She's going to be with us for a few months, so this is the first day of her reign.
No.
No, okay. That's bad. Okay, well. Anyway, so we welcome Kristen here, and we look forward to having her here to serve as the student pastor. And keep in mind, she is still a student, so we'll keep that in mind as we go ahead. Session is meeting Wednesday. Whether it's official or unofficial, we don't know yet, but we're still meeting. We have things to talk about, so I'll send out a Zoom invitation for that. And Kristen's invited, and we will listen to her, what she has to say. And that's what's going on. We have the Crash Show coming up this coming week, so we hope the word gets out and that's a successful event. I don't think there are any other announcements. Any other announcements? Carol reminds us to have baked goods for the Crash Show. Okay, with that, I'll turn it over to Kristen to start our service. Thank you.
I do also want to add that I will, if anybody would like to come meet with me or talk with me, I will have office hours Mondays from noon to 4. And if you can't make any of those times and you still want to talk to me, you're more than welcome to reach out. I will get my phone number and my email address out to you all. So that is good. With that, I invite us to gather and proclaim our readiness to worship God with our call to worship. God, you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted you and you delivered them. To you they cried and they were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. God, you are holy. All praise to you now and forever. All right, please rise and join together in our opening hymn, Holy, 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 number one. Let us confess our hearts together. We know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother. We are sure to follow them. But instead, we cannot let go of the things we think we need or what we think is important. We do not follow you or love you, O God, with all our hearts, our minds, our strength. We refrain from giving our whole selves to you. Forgive our disobedience, our lack of commitment, and our desire to focus on material things instead of on your will for us. In the name of our teacher, Jesus Christ, who gave his whole life for the sake of the gospel. Amen. We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, you can approach the throne of grace with boldness, and you will receive mercy and find grace in your time of need. In Jesus Christ, we find the forgiveness we seek. Amen. Let us join in confessing our faith by reciting the Apostles' Creed together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Siblings, let us greet one another. All right. Please be seated as we hear our choir's anthem. Friends, let us gather together our prayers. Gracious God, sometimes the troubles of the world seem impossible to address, and the burdens of our lives seem too much for us to bear. Yet we trust that, for God, all things are possible. You alone can save us. We pray for peace among nations, food for the hungry, justice for the poor, and a life of dignity for all people. We pray for a new life in the church, fresh energy and mission, faithfulness in ministry, and reconciliation in the body of Christ. We especially pray for the leadership of Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church as we hold fast to your promises during this new journey. We pray for the welfare of the city of Pittsburgh and Shaler Township, safe streets and homes, good schools and jobs, and the spirit of love among neighbors. We pray for healing of all those who suffer, especially Roberta Sagi, Kathy Sagi's children's grandmother, who has a single failing kidney. We seek your comfort for the afflicted, hope for the despairing, strength for all those who care for them. We rejoice in all of our answered prayers, as these blessings further strengthen our faith and help us to hold fast in your living word. O God, in whom all things are possible, we commend these prayers to you and commit our lives to seek your will through your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, please rise as you are able as we join together in our hymn of praise. Hear the good news of salvation, number 441. Please be seated. As we go into our offertory, all that we have, our lives, our possessions, come from God, to whom we owe everything. Come now and joyfully return to God our tithes and offerings. Thank you.
Gracious God, we present these gifts and renew our commitment to leave everything behind and follow you. Give us the courage to fulfill your will, so that with everything we do and say, we can become a living offering. Amen.
Good morning. Today's reading comes from the book of Hebrews 4, verses 12 through 16. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him whom we must give account. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to the faith that we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. May the Lord bless the reading of the word.
Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Your word, O God, is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. May your work be for us today life and action, beacon and gavel. In the name of the living word we pray. Amen. Well, folks, it's been a rough month or so for Glenshaw Valley, hasn't it? And I'm sure that Pastor Rebecca's announcement was at least as much a shock to you all as it was for me. I remember feeling really excited for her and then thinking about all of you and what your reactions might be. Sadness? Uncertainty? Maybe just the little tiniest twinge of anger? Because let's face it, the pastoral search process, it's lengthy and frustrating. And questions about what this means for the church and all of these unknowns get a little scary. And as I was sympathizing with all of you for what this meant for Glenshaw Valley, I suddenly remembered that this also disrupted some of my plans. I needed to find something else for my field education. And thankfully, Rebecca and Brian were a step ahead of me, and they laid out several options. But I was not given a whole lot of time to decide. And if I'm being honest, all of the options were extremely anxiety-producing. Change does that, though. We're creatures of habit. And when a wrench is thrown in our plans, our heads spin, we lose our bearings. But I have found comfort and even encouragement in the scripture passage for today. So just for a little tiny bit of background, we aren't really sure who the author of Hebrews is, and we're really even not sure who we assume he was writing to. But we do know that the author expects the audience to have some intimate knowledge of the Old Testament. We also know that the letter is speaking to people who are experiencing change, uncertainty, and oppression, persecution. They're going through so much persecution that they're wondering if following Jesus is even really worth it. They're thinking of closing up the church. What the author is trying to tell the listeners, though, is that the greatest threat to their well-being isn't the non-Christian neighbors. It's not the loss of their status or their income or even the risks to their physical safety. No, the greatest hazard that they or any of us face is that we will stop responding to God's call and moving towards God's promise. First and foremost, the Word of God is alive and active. God's living voice reaches out to us today, penetrating through the innermost parts of our being, our body, mind, soul, spirit. Nothing is left unseen or untouched by the Word of God. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. That means that God sees every part of us. That two-edged sword cuts both ways. We can't hide our sadness or our uncertainty or our anger. We can't just go through the motions of everyday life and pretend that God's judgment doesn't exist. We are still accountable to God. I fully recognize that that does not exactly sound comforting or encouraging, but just stay with me for a little bit longer, because verses 14 through 16 are impressive. They tell us that there is no longer a need to fear. We have a powerful high priest, Jesus Christ, who invites us to draw near God's throne with confidence and the assurance of receiving the help we need to weather whatever storm threatens us. You see, Jesus's death and ascension acted as a mediation between God and human beings. It was the single most effective sacrifice, where the sins that separated people from God's presence was fixed. Jesus opened the way into the eternal holy place for all who believed in him. We can hold fast to our faith and stand firm in our witness to Jesus through our speech, actions, and associations. So what's the big deal about this high priest? So in the Old Testament, the high priest was the one that could go into the Holy of Holies and make atoning sacrifices. And what makes our high priest, Jesus, special is that he was fully human and tested by the full range of human temptation, hostility, pain, humiliation. Except he didn't sin, something even the most pious of us cannot claim. The experience provides Jesus and God with a deep personal understanding of what it's like for us to struggle, to persevere, to hold fast in the face of trials and temptations. And that struggle, that is exactly where Christ meets us. In the spaces where we feel weakness, uncertainty, pain, he endures all of that with us, not just for us. It is through this high priest who so intimately knows our trials that we may receive mercy and grace in our times of need. We are given the assurance through Christ that when we persevere in grateful obedience, God will provide us with all the sustaining help that we need. We have access right here, right now, to our living and present God, who can indeed empower us to continue to hold fast amidst the uncertainty and fear. We have access to a source of divine life and grace that enables us to live authentically. God knows that life is hard and just how tough things can be sometimes. I mean, God's been there. Jesus also knows how hard it is to follow God and to follow Jesus. Our God asks a lot of us, because we've been given a lot. Even still, the generosity keeps flowing. If we ask Jesus to help, he will. The author is inviting us into a relationship with God because of God's saving work through Christ. You and I, we're all being called to hold fast to God's transforming love through Christ, which brings good out of evil and hope out of despair. All of that being said, I am excited, but also a little bit nervous to be accompanying you on this walk. I want to make sure that I am being a faithful leader and being faithful to God. But I also know that holding fast to God's promises, following where the Holy Spirit is leading us, listening to what Jesus is saying to us, we will never be alone in this journey. We all can be confident that the living and active God is by our side, providing us with all of the encouragement that we need to be faithful people of God. Thanks be to God. Friends, would you please rise in body and spirit as we join together in our closing hymn, Thy Word is a Lamp Unto My Feet, number 458. Siblings, before we leave, let me send you off with a blessing. May God bless you, providing you with a listening ear. May Christ bless you, giving you the words you need to truly follow in his way. May the Holy Spirit bless you, instilling in you the boldness to seek God's grace and mercy. May the triune God bless you and give you peace. Amen. Thank you.